It is indeed a privilege for me to introduce to you Pierre. I won't go into his last name. but he comes to us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and I have the privilege of working with him for a number of years. I've known him for about 10 now, 10 or 11. And I'm, honored that he can be here with us this morning and share with us. I'm confident that you guys are going to be able to understand him. He's concerned that people hear the message that he's going to share. And I just want to remind you that if you do struggle, just think about the missionaries and even Mark and Karen or Herb and Glenda that are list Mark and Karen next Sunday in a different language, a different culture. Or different accent, I guess Jamaica has, but every Sunday struggling to understand and hear God's word. But I'm confident that you guys are going to be able to understand it this morning. He keeps telling me, he said, God is going to help me speak and help you understand. He's going to be, he has a book here that he wants to talk about. He's spending some time here in the States, visiting different areas, and he has a book he wants to talk about this morning, and then he'll be bringing us the message. So, yeah,
thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm very glad to be here this morning and to worship God with you and to share with you God's word. And before this message, let me talk to you about me. I'm Pastor Pierre. I'm from Haiti. And Brother Jay is my best friend. When he was in Haiti, he was working with me. And he helped me in my ministries. And I appreciate his family. And I came here to spend some weeks with him, and I said thank you God this morning because the pastor of this church gave me the possibility to share something with you. And you know, I'm Haitian, I don't speak English very well like you, and I think you are Christian, you don't believe in me, and you believe in God, and I think God gave you the possibility to understand me. And I came last Monday. I was at Florida, and I had a pastor, Haitian pastor, and after earthquake, he knows the situation in Haiti, and when he received me in his house, and he talking with me about all the situation in Haiti, he think Haiti has many problems after this earthquake, and I have a ministry in Haiti. I have a church. Its name is Church of God of Jesus Christ, and I have a secondary school and primary school too. And you know this situation after earthquake, and you see that on the TV or website, and he talking with me about this situation. He wants to help me and my ministries about the school, because the children and my school, they have many problems to have the books and to find the food and to pay the tuition and to take care of the teachers. He gave me 12 books and this kind book. Its name is Haitian Proverbs. Haitian Proverbs, I know you are Americans. You don't know Haitian Proverbs, and it's a pleasure for me to come with this book to present it to you. And now I want to read page 11. I want to read the English first. After that, I want to translate it in Creole for you. And page 11, I find where they pluck the chicken, the turkey shouldn't live. When, where they pluck the chicken, the turkey shouldn't live. And Creole, you said that côté wap plime poul, côté yap plime poul, koden pari. This is a Haitian proverb. And I think when I explain all the thing about my ministries to you, and I think God wants to talk in your heart to see how you still continue to help Haitian people and after this earthquake. In this book, I want to give them to Brother Jay. And after that, if you want to have one, and I don't ask you to pay a lot of money for that, only maybe $15, or if you want to give me more. And I think when you have one, every day or every time when you look at it, and you remember, you give the money to Pastor Pierre, and this money, Pastor Pierre is going with it to help the people, the children in my school and my ministries. And I have some letters with me too. I don't have the possibility to explain all the thing in my mouth. And now I want to give you a letter with this book. And after you finish to read this letter, and you will see what problem I have in my ministries. If you want to help me, I think God will bless you for that. Okay, thank you. You can talk to Chef Di about this. Okay, thank you. And now we are going to read on the Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 18. Jesus went to territory nailed down Caesar Philip, where he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Some say John the Baptist. They answered. Others say Elijah, while others say Jeremiah, or some other prophet. "What about you?" He asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." "God, good for you, Simon, son of John," answered Jesus, "for this truth did not come to you from any human being, but it was given to you directly by Father in heaven. So I tell you, Peter, you are a rock, and on this rock, foundation, I will build my church, and not even death will ever be able to overcome it." Let's pray. Thank you, Father. This morning you have said I come here to share with these people your word. And you know this language is not mine. And I think you are the master of all languages. Help me to have that possibility to share with these people your word. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friend, this morning is a pleasure for me to be here. And you know, I'm Haitian, that this language is not mine. Simon Peter said that you are the Son of the living God. And now this morning, and what does that mean, this word, or Church of God? The subject of this morning is Church of God. What does that mean? Church of God is God call all the people in the world to form this church. And this church, you call it the Universal Church. And this morning, I wish you were in the Universal Church. We are going to see the person in the Universal Church, how they can work. And we have five things to talk this morning about the Universal Church. The first, the church is represented as the people of God. You are the people of God. If you are the people of God, when you read in Psalm 100 verse 3, you read, "Know that the Lord is God. It's He who made us, and we are His. We are the people, the sheep of His pasture." It's true. This morning, you are the sheep of God. And if you are the sheep of God, God knows your problem. God knows when you are sick, because He is an excellent doctor. He has the possibility to heal you and to protect you, to give you the good medicine. And if you are the sheep of God, and God protect you when you go out, when you come back. And it's very important this morning to check in your life to see if you are a sheep of God. And if you are in the Universal Church, you find peace, joy, security. If you are sick, you find healing. If you are hungry, you find food. If you have the problem, you find a solution. This is the reason it's very important to stay in this church, Universal Church, because God is a master for this church. Sometimes I ask you please to share with your family, your children about the Universal Church. Because the Bible divides the church into two groups. One group is the local church. In the local church, you find somebody, they come to this place, they don't obey to God, they don't serve God. They only obey maybe the money, the other thing, and the local church. Some of them in the Universal Church, they obey to God. They respect God. They know when they have the problem, they only pray God. And God will give them the possibility to find a solution for this problem. And also, the second thing in this Universal Church, you must separate the world. If you live in the Universal Church, to separate with the world. In the world, you find many things bad. By example, in the world, you find sexual immorality in the world. If you are in the Universal Church, it's not good to practice this. In the world, you find if you practice this. Brother, this morning, I'm very happy to be here because I see you are Christian. I don't know your heart. I see you in your eyes. I see you in your face. The same, you see me in my eyes, in my face. You don't know my heart. Only Jesus. You know, this morning when this group are singing, and I remember a sentence, Jesus, Lamb of God. I don't know when we arrive in the heaven after we leave this land, what kind of language you will talk in. If you God asks you to talk English, Haitian people will have the problem. If God asks this group to talk Creole, American people will have the problem. I don't know if you talking only Jésus ayo de Dieu. This sentence said that when I translate this sentence in Creole, Jésus ayo de Dieu. In English, you said that Jesus, Lamb of God. I don't know what song we will sing in the heaven. Only God knows what kind of song we'll sing in the heaven. And the third thing we have, you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. What does that mean, this word? The temple means you. It's you are a place God lives in your life. God controls your mind, your ID, and your body. You can't do anything with your body. If you want to do what you desire with your body, and you destroy the temple of God. And God said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, if you destroy his body, if you destroy the temple, God will destroy too. Now, if you are the temple of God, God live in you. You don't have the choice in your body to do what you want to do. Everything you want to do, you mess ass to God. God, oh God, what you want I doing? If you take your vehicle to go to the beach or where you want to go, it's not easy for you to wake up on your bed and take your keys and take your car and go where you want to go. Only you invite God. And I think God protect you when you go out, when you go back. This is the reason if you thank God, you are the temple of God, you must respect God. You must obey to God. You must invite God in your problem, in your situation. God is a good God. He knows your problem. He knows you. You know, He creates you. It's very important when somebody call you Christian. Help me, please. Yeah. And when you find Jesus, your name is changed. A long time ago, my name is Pierre, and now somebody called me Pastor Pierre or Brother Pierre. It's good. Brother Pierre is good because my name is Chen. God served with the other servant and to change my name and to call me Brother Pierre. And I think if I'm the temple of God, I must respect if God live in me. I know I'm not a rich man. I'm a poor man for the world. I'm a poor man for the world. And Jesus, I'm a rich man because I had Jesus in my life. I don't see a person after he died, he has some money in their hand and the coffin. No. only when you die, this body finish, and your spirit is going to find God. And it's very important to work on this land, to respect God, to know God is your master, and he knows where he wants to go with you. If you are the temple of God, you are also the light for the world. You are also the salt for the world. Where you are, you can shine. It's very important. The fourth thing is body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. The body of Christ means you must know how you must lead your body. When you read in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Okay. So then, my brothers, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal you, offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that God should offer. Do not conform yourself to the standard of this world, but let God transform you. I think everybody here, you pass in the school, whatever school, college or a primary school or university, I don't know. School only form you. And radio or television inform you. And only God transform you. Never find a medicine to transform you. If you are a bad man, this medicine transform you. No. Never find a doctor to transform you. Only God. When you remember what kind of person you were, and now what person you are, and you said that, thank you, God, because you transformed me. Me, I know before I accept Jesus, I like music, Haitian music and the whole music, and compa, you said that compa, or the other kind of music. And after I know this, I find Jesus. Jesus transformed me, and I listen now only the music from the church, and I don't have my eyes to look at something bad. Only I read my Bible. I read something good for my life. Only that. You see the reason? Every day you say that, thank you, God, because you transformed me. Pastor Paul talking about this, the people. And to show them, school doesn't transform you. Doctor idem. Only God. And I think it's time to stop, and we want to look at the fifth point. You are the bread of Jesus Christ. That means he got married you. God called you a bride. And God is a husband. You are women. I don't talk about the women in this place here. I talk all the person here. We are women, and God is man. He married you. When he married you, you depend to him. When you depend to him, you must respect him. He have the power on you. It's not easy for you to do what you want. Sometimes I said, if Brother Jay have the respect for me, what happened? If I'm from a rich family, or I have the knowledge, or what happened? When I check my life, I see God transform me, and God take off the old man, and I am a new man in Jesus Christ. And now I said, thank you, God, because I find the person respect me and help me to advance and Jesus Christ. My brothers, this morning is very important to know we are in the Church of God, the Universal Church. If you are in the Universal Church, you can change. You forgot the old life you had, and now you have a new life. And this morning we're talking about five things. The first is church is represented the people of God. And the second, you said that church is the people calling out of the world. This version form is a Greek version. God called you together in the world, and he formed this church, universal church. The third church is the temple of God. If you are the temple of God, God lives in you. The fourth church is the body of Christ. You can do anything with your body. The fifth church is the bride of Christ, and Christ married you. And a long time ago, you don't have a husband to work in the his discipline, and now you have a husband. His name is Jesus. You must respect him, obey him, and know he knows you, and he wants to protect you. He wants to deliver you when you have the problem. And don't forget that he died for you. He rescued you. And don't forget that too. Say that to your family every day, every moment, and every hour. Thank you for listening to me. And let's pray for the possibility God gave me to share with you this message. Our God, we say thank you because you are here. You help me to share with these people your word. And I know you continue to help me to understand more English. And bless these people, bless this pastor for this church. And I know you continue to help these people here to worship you and to serve you every day, every month, every year. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.